It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi there, Friday, Kyle Bailey. And yeah, we are broadcasting across the Umpqua Valley, whether you're actively shopping for a home, considering selling, maybe investing in real estate, or just to simply enjoy keeping up with what's happening in the community. Got a lot of information for you today. Mary Gilbert, our local real estate expert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Thanks for being here.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I always enjoy being here. I mean, real estate is one of those topics that affects nearly everyone.
Yeah, whether you're buying, selling, investing, whatever, it looks like we've got a timely conversation this morning. What are we going to focus on?
Yeah, so we're officially through the first 5 months of 2026, and the newest RMLS numbers are giving us a clear picture of what's happening in Douglas County right now. So, you know, people hear interest rate headlines, they hear predictions on social media, they hear somebody's cousin say the market's crashing or booming, or before long, those stories become accepted as fact. So we have a mid-year check that lets us step back and look at the actual numbers.
Yeah, and that can give buyers confidence, give sellers perspective, and that's why we like to have these conversations. So let's dive into the numbers. Let's see what the real estate market's actually doing.
Right. So we're going to look at closed sales through the end of May. So Douglas County recorded 128 closed sales in May of 2026. That's up from 116 closings in April, which represents a 10.3% increase month over month. So even more impressive is that it's up from the 107 closings that we saw in May of last year, which represents a 19.6% increase year over year for the month of May. So that's a significant jump, and it tells us buyers are still completing transactions.
Yeah, nearly 20% higher than last May. I mean, that's impressive. What about pending sales? Those are usually a good indicator of what's happening right now.
Exactly. So pending sales tell us how many buyers are actively writing offers. So in May, Douglas County recorded 146 pending sales. That's up from 139 in April, a 5% increase month over month. And comparing to May of last year, we had 131 pending sales. So we're up 11.5%. So buyers haven't disappeared. They're still shopping, still writing offers, and still getting homes under contract.
So if buyers are active, then inventory becomes incredibly important. Did the sellers respond?
Yes, they did. So in May, we had 213 new listings hit the market. So that's a huge jump from April's 175 new listings. So about a 21.7% increase month over month. And if we compare this to May of last year, we're actually just slightly lower. So down about 1.8%. So while inventory surged this spring, we're still tracking very similarly to last year.
And what did that do to inventory?
Yeah, so inventory stayed perfectly steady. So Douglas County remains at 4.4 months of inventory. So that's exactly where we were in April. A 4.4 month supply is what most people would consider a healthy, balanced market, especially when we have longer days on market right now. So it's not heavily favoring buyers. It's not heavily favoring sellers. It's giving both sides opportunities.
So that really is probably generally what we like to see. Now let's talk about the question everybody asks. What about prices? What happened in May?
Yeah, so if we look just for the month of May, the average sales price in May was about $338,800. That's unchanged from April. The median sales price came in at $315,000, which was slightly higher than April's median of $315,000. But if we compare May of this year to May of last year, both numbers are lower. The average sales price just for that month is down about 8.9%. And the median is down about 6.5%. So that's where we kind of just need to be careful. But I think if we want to look at the rolling change for the previous 12 months, if we look at a 12-month period, average sales price for this last May for the previous 12 months was $355,400. Comparing that to the prior 12 months in 2025, just down slightly. It was $357,100 a year ago.
Wow. So let's talk about the first 5 months as a whole.
Yeah, so this is actually my favorite part of the report. So first 5 months of 2026, Douglas County has recorded 840 new listings, 607 pending sales, and 515 closed sales. So compared to the same period last year, new listings are down just 1.6%, pending sales are up 4.8%, and closed sales are also up 2.6%. So telling us buyers are still participating in the market despite higher rates and all the headlines, homes are continuing to sell.
And what about prices year to date?
Yeah, so kind of touch on that briefly. Year to date average sales price, you know, is just down slightly from last year. We're at just a couple thousand dollars difference.
So a great overview there. What about this past week? Let's talk about that.
So if we check out the last week, we have three coming soon new listings. 73 new listings came on the market this week. 18 back on market properties. We had 69 price changes, 50 pending sales, 21 sold properties, and 16 listings that expired.
So the number that jumps out there to me is the 69 price changes.
Yeah, so whenever we see that many price adjustments, it reminds us sellers are paying attention. So today's buyers are informed, they're comparing homes online, they're studying the inventory, and sellers who want to stay competitive are adjusting accordingly.
So what should sellers take away from that?
Especially in this market, it's really important to price strategically from the beginning. So the homes that are moving into pending status are generally the homes that entered the market align with today's buyer expectations. So the market is active, but buyers still have a lot of choices.
Yeah, great insight. So let's talk about some of the homes that just hit the market.
Yeah, so starting out with some affordable options, check out 1064 Northeast Knoll Avenue in Roseburg. This is offered for sale at $325,000. It's really cute. It's been updated. It's a four-bedroom home. It's got 1.5 bathrooms, and it's 1,400 square feet. So it was remodeled in 2024. It's got some updated finishes. It's got that gas fireplace, a new HVAC system, covered deck, a fenced yard, tool shed, and a carport. So it's move-in ready, and that's listed with Jeannie Hackey, my partner at the Mary Gilbert Group, and Keller Williams.
Wow, sounds like a good value. What's next?
So moving on, 3356 Fisher Road in Roseburg. This is a really unique riverfront property. It's offered for sale at $895,000. So it's got over 2,700 square feet. It's on 1.47 acres on the North Umpqua River. It's got that chef's kitchen with a massive island, that 48-inch gourmet range. It's got a spacious primary suite with access to a deck and a hot tub. It's got those gardens, fruit trees, a chicken coop, and a private guest yurt overlooking the property. So this is listed with Joanne Graham and Ricky Graham at EXP Realty.
Wow, a guest yurt on the North Umpqua River? Gosh, that's got to get your attention.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a true Oregon lifestyle property.
All right, what else do we have?
So next up, 4699 Golding Street. 4969 Golding Street in Roseburg is $280,000. So that's a single-story, three-bedroom, two-bath with 1,280 square feet. It's got hardwood floors, solar panels, fenced yard, gated RV parking, a functional layout, a primary suite with a walk-in closet, and that's listed with my partner Jill Deloach at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
We got to jump down to open houses here and talk about what's happening there, starting with today.
Yeah, so today from 2:30 to 4:30, visit 1189 Northwest Linnaeus Way in Roseburg. This is in Hewcrest, and you got to check this house out. It's super cute. It's had some fresh updates. It was built in the mid to late 90s. It just had a price reduction to $329,999. It's got over 1,008 square feet of low maintenance living and excellent accessibility. So if you go out today, you'll see Sabrina Schneider, my listing partner at the Mary Gilbert Group, and Keller Williams.
And time for one on Saturday.
Yeah, so check out from noon to 2 p.m. 475 Curry Road in Roseburg. So Jake Gilman will be hosting that. And then this other house, 910 Swallow Avenue in Sutherland, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A newer home, 2,000 square feet, one level, massive shop, 11 to 1. So check that one out.
All right. As we wrap up real quick, how do people get connected with you?
Yeah, so if anyone wants to reach out to us, give us a call at 541-366-6080 or visit us at our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or online at marygilbert.com.
Local Real Estate Today, thanks for being here at 9 o'clock.